Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom! In your face! It is Tuesday. Not Wednesday, it's Tuesday. Characters with the family celebrating. And so we swapped lunch hours. He'll be back tomorrow. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for Character here on the ticket during this time slot. Today, I will take you through the next hour, hand it over to the Captain Show. Captain will be streaming in. Probably we've been in studio with Jake Bachoven, and they'll take you all the way at 3 o'clock. Full day of ticket broadcast. We appreciate you hanging out with us each and every day. The Sartor Hammond text line, 402-464-5685 is the number. If you want to text in and want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us up. You can follow on all the live streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you want it, great opportunity and a great reminder. If you haven't downloaded the ticket app, do so. Travels everywhere. You can listen or stream on the app, anywhere, anytime. So do that. It's good for you. Greatly appreciate it. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous Tuesday. 70 plus for lunchtime. Could get as high as 79, 80. The picture window has been busy and active today. Folks are out. The sun is out. The weather's great. Folks are dressing accordingly. Lincoln downtown is pretty. Pretty is a good definition for it. Lots to cover in the hour. I wanted to spend some time. There was an opportunity to dive into several pools. First, shout out to WWE last night in Omaha. Great crowd, great show, great content. Bach was just you know, yelling from the rooftop about Paul Heyman's promo last night. And I thought it was a series of great promos. He was one of two that I thought at some point that they were going to have difficulty catching their breath. It was interesting. Sheamus made his return. And I thought there was a moment where Sheamus had to gather. Like he was gassed, man. He was gassed and had to get through it. But there were several wrestlers that had that sort of, Paul Heyman had it. And Jey Uso with the line of the night. Bro, you okay? Bach, what's up with the spray tans?
Yeah, I don't know. Bron Breakker especially.
What? Like, bro, we know who your parents are. What are you doing?
You look orange.
Well, him and Paul Heyman. I was like, yeah. Heyman, bro. I know you want to be a part of the bloodline. I know you want to be, but calm down. Of course, the great text from Kevin Owens. Hey, man. Seth, you gonna spray tan too to be like, is it like a brute thing? Is that what you're doing? But a great night nonetheless, and of course, a great weekend of combat sports here in Lincoln with a fantastic Dynasty Combat card at PBA, an incredible card at the Complex with Tommy Arciaga. Great crowd, great promo, great events all the way around. A great weekend in Lincoln, and again, Husker softball doing its thing, setting itself up for a high seed in the Big Ten tournament. They will play the winner of Penn State and Iowa. Penn State and Iowa play Wednesday. Huskers will play the winner of that at 11 o'clock Thursday. And then Husker baseball with an opportunity tonight to get above 500 against the Blue Evil Empire. And I think it's a huge state, but I was listening to Austin and Nick in their show last night. Pretty good baseball roundup of what's going on, where the Huskers are, and what they – so that has stepped in as Tom Chattel takes a break from his 6 o'clock Monday show. Those two will take you through baseball season in that time slot. Pretty good, very informative, and points out a thing that, you know, Nick had to say. You need – Husker baseball needs a 3-1 week. And – I'm on the side that as a baseball coach, I'm going 1-0 four times. I need to find a way going into the Big Ten tournament to learn how to win games, no matter situation, circumstance. And Husker softball has an opportunity. I mean, this is an opportunity with Jordy Ball. Jordy gives them an opportunity to be in every game, in every series, in every matchup. And they have an opportunity. And I don't think it's them sneaking into the Big Ten. I think it's an opportunity. They have a chance to win the Big Ten. Again, matchups. And tournament play is about who's playing well in that matchup, and it's a big week. But there's also tons of stuff to go on. yeah. Cubsker, you're right. It says Shaver's return, and I missed it. Right. Are they going to bring back the League of Nations? Rusev, Sheamus, Del Rio signed. Yes, he did. Right? And then, yeah, they could.
Rusev had his first match on Raw in 5 years too last night.
But what do they do? Like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what, because if you let Braun Strowman go and you keep Otis and then you re-sign Rusev and Jack, not Jack Del Rio.
That'd be interesting too.
You bring back Jack Del Rio.
Alberto
Del Rio. I don't know. I'm always intrigued by the roster decisions, and there's stuff that goes on behind the scenes, and I know that.
Well, they don't. That's the interesting thing, and coming from the obviously territorial days, and especially going into the 90s, it was always the big men on the roster. They don't really have a big. They have Omos, but they don't use him. They don't have a giant right now.
Well, which is another story, because he went over to Japan and showed out. They made him a champion over there, and then you pulled him back. Made them give up the championship and then not used him. Like, it's just like, okay, it's the stuff that goes on beyond, and you go, okay, it'll play out. And I try not to be that much of a mark that I have to go on the emotional roller coaster with them. But fair enough. Fair enough. I thought that last night's NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs were as good as any that I've seen in a long time. Bucks Celtics did not have the desired result, but I thought the game added so much more intrigue to the postseason, because it to have both road teams figure out a way to win against the high seeds was good for TV ratings. But the quality of basketball was better. The style of basketball. This was a physical NBA East conference semifinal basketball game. That nothing was given, everything earned, several different runs, several different swings, style of play, contrast of play, even within the game, right? They went from the up and down three-point shooting to we're going to get physical in the box and beat each other up. Now we're going to close out and put bodies on. Rebounding became a big part of it. Defensive stops, and of course, ending the final possession in overtime with an absolutely grown man defensive play to just roll up, close out, and grab, just snatch the ball from an elite scorer. I thought it was spectacular. And then in the Nuggets game, missed free throws being such a part of it. I thought it was interesting to watch it play out, because I kept wondering why you were continuing to say, we're just going to make free throws and keep you from shooting threes. Like, we'll turn this into a free throw shooting contest. Except there is a school of thought, Bach, that if I have the lead late, 2-point lead, and you could tell me where you stand on it, but would you rather have to make a series of stops, free throws, and plays, or make one stop? You as a player, you as a coach, making that decision. You're up by two. You do not want them to shoot a three. But if they shoot a three and miss, the game's over. Instead, you turn it into a four-possession game. And ultimately, on the fourth possession, you miss two free throws. They come down, and a Hall of Fame point guard makes a Hall of Fame point guard play, and they knock down a game-winning three. Yahtzee. Where do you stand on the series of free throw marches back and forth, or stopping them one time and defending a three?
I would say stop them one time and defend the three, just because that's what you're kind of looking for almost in any game, is give me a chance to win. Don't, you know, let's play it out.
One stop. One stop. But you allow them, you literally allowed them to just continually do the march. And the assumption of free throws, well, they made their free throws and you didn't. And you put somebody, you had somebody on the floor who...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you're not going to play for one stop, why are they on the floor? You need your best free throw shooters on the floor. If you're just going to foul anyway, right? It would have made sense. But they know their team. They know their players. It plays out, but that's the beauty of the series. And then I'm not sure I've ever seen an NHL playoff where a team gave up four third period goals and still won. I don't know the metric on that, but to give up four goals in the third period and still win the game is just exceptional, right?
Yeah.
Exceptional. Just, you know. Well, no, here's the thing. Denver had the ball four times, got fouled on three of them, made the two free throws on each of those trips, kept extending the game. When at 13 seconds, they would have held for one shot and tried to shoot a three, they make or miss the three. It's much easier to defend a setup defensive scheme versus a missed free throw transition three. It's much easier for me to call a timeout and set up three-point defense rather than a missed – two missed free throws, the wrong people lined up, outlet to an explosive point guard who makes the right decision and makes a blistering cross-court pass, right? When a two would have done as well, but he made the choice. I don't understand the idea of turning into a free throw contest. Like, I don't. Husker P says this, and I've paid attention to Husker P on the text line for several reasons. And again, I don't have to agree with folks to go through it. But the point being made that there were 97 three-pointers in the Celtics game. Now, the game has transitioned. This has come from a time in sports where, as we communicate this, that no game that is being played is the same as it was played previously. Games are cyclical. And we know that the up and down game is now today's game. NBA, college, or otherwise. Basketball is played differently now than it was 15 years ago. And that was played differently than it was the previous 15 years. And that game was played differently than the 15 years before that. As the evolution of the athlete happens, the style of play has to evolve with it. And it's interesting that you have to do the math and the metrics behind it. That if I get 10 3-point shots. That is potentially 30 points. If I shoot them at 40%, I've done a pretty good job. I know that's 12 points. If I take 10 2-point shots, but I'm maxed out at 20 points. Most teams aspire to shoot in that 45 to 50% range from the field. Inside two, that would give me 10 points. Bigs no longer are just post-only big men. Why? Because spacing equals offense, and offense equals spacing. So having bigs, longs, who can shoot threes, create space. And it's much more difficult to defend 90 feet than it is 45 feet. Or 30 feet, or 20 feet, 10 feet. The closer you get, the more difficult it is. It's easier to defend in space the closer an offense is. If you spread the five-out offense, exists for a reason. Because that means you have to have five people on the floor. Bach can tell you, it's much more difficult if you make him run the floor defensively in transition, get to the apex of the front of the rim, and then close out to a corner three. If I ask him to make that close out twice in a possession, Bach will tell you, that is not a game I want to play. I don't want to have to defend that. Bach would much rather meet you at top 3-point line, defend the 3-point shot, have some help if you decide to penetrate. Today's athlete is a different athlete. The game has to be played differently. Same thing for baseball. Different weapons, right? We have different technology. We understand it. Guys throw the ball harder. I can tell you, when I was a senior in high school, if somebody threw 90, he was the dude. He threw harder than everybody else. If you throw 90 now, you're a soft toss. You're a finesse pitcher. You're a location pitcher. If we had dudes who were hitting the ball 434 feet on a regular basis, we didn't have any 6'6" Aaron Judges out there. We didn't have any Shohei Ohtani's. The athletes have evolved, so the games have to evolve with them. But we can say it. I mean, I don't recall many Teddy Prochazka's back in the pipeline days. Doesn't mean they're better. Just means they're different. Quarterbacks have to play different. They have to have a different skill set. There's a wonderful feature in The Athletic today about Randall Cunningham and his career and his post-career, to talk about him as an athlete and as a quarterback. The league had not seen a Randall Cunningham before. The league has 5 or 6 Randall Cunninghams now. I still don't think any of them are as good as Randall Cunningham was because he played in a different era. But the passing game is different in pro football. The passing game is different in college football. The running game is different. We don't run the wishbone anymore. Veer? Triple option football?
Wait, with the basketball, though, I don't think it's the argument is not that it doesn't need to change or, like, don't understand the analytics. Is it as aesthetically pleasing of a product? And when the Celtics or whoever it is, the Celtics, again, won a championship doing this. It's not whether it's successful or not. It's whether it's a pleasing game to watch. And when you miss a bunch of shots, when you're shooting that poorly, it can be difficult for a standard fan to come in. You know, you want to see some big time dunks or some athleticism. You just see a bunch of guys missing a bunch of threes.
We had the same conversation about dunks 20 years ago. We had the same conversation 30 years ago about the physicality, the malice in the palace, and the bad boys of the Pistons and New York Knicks with Ewing. We had the same bot. The conversation evolves because the game and the athletes evolve. We don't play the same kind of baseball that I played in college. It's a different game. It's a different baseball. It's a different game. Football's a different game. Basketball is a different game. The fans, you look, Bach, you're not going to be the same. You're not the same fan today that you were 15 years ago. You have different aspirations. I would think that looking at 3-point shooters, I'm not sure artistically there's anything more beautiful than a well-shot three-point shooting game up and down.
A well-shot one's great.
Well, but you can't have light without dark. You have to know what the contrast is.
But the problem with the modern era and then the shooting, and listen, I'm a shooter. I'm more thankful than ever that the golf games evolved this way. Because then I can argue that I'm doing something, spacing, when I'm not doing anything. But for the most part.
Right.
But the problem is, again, is just, you know, when a lot of these games, and thank God, that's why last night and these first couple games in game one, not just because the road teams have won, but they've been close games, is that you get this problem. You lose, you know, we've seen 50-point losses in the playoffs already. Because one team's having a hot shooting night and one's not.
Bach, when we weren't shooting threes, we had 50-point blowouts in the NBA playoffs. 40-point blowouts, 30-point blowouts. When Wes Unseld and Elvin Hayes were banging people up back in the 70s, you still had mismatches. You had good shooting nights and bad shooting nights. They exist. They exist. We're in Lincoln, Nebraska. We watch basketball teams. We can't even figure out how the same team can shoot 31% from three one night and then 47% from three the next night. Why? Human beings. Human beings, different environment, different defense. We like what we like. But are we trying to watch Pleasantville basketball where every three goes in? Is that the expectation? No. That's not how sports works, especially at the highest level. Doesn't work that way. I've had teams that were great shooting teams all the way through to state championships, getting a big building and the backdrop changes and the shooting eye changes and we shoot 32% and lose. But are we not going to do what we're best at? It's great to have an alternative plan. Right? Can we dribble drive and get buckets in the mid-range game? But most coaches in the NBA have eschewed the mid-range game and tell the players, look, I'd rather have you shoot a three because I think the likelihood is you'll make that much more easily than you will the mid-range pull-up. I would tell you, two-thirds of NBA coaches would tell you that they consider that a bad shot. Shoot your shot. And if I get Jake Bachhoven to now have to pump fake, dribble drive, and get to the middle of the paint and throw it up over a 6'7" big, my chances are pretty good against Bach.
You don't know about my teardrop game.
Get him, Bach. Get him, bro. Right? Right? That's what it is.
I drive to pass. I'm just kidding.
Right? Look, I got my scouting report. we'll draw the break more one-on-one. We'll come back to the ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.